Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 188 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com.
Whoop, whoop.
Hello, that strange noise was Mr. Kelvin Newman.
Hello, everybody.
And hello from me, I'm Andy White. And in today's show, we're talking about Google+.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, while on from the launch, over a year now. And yeah, I mean, Google+ is an interesting one. It's not been kind of the runaway success that I think some people predicted, but it's not been the huge, resounding failure.
Didn't Mr. Google recently say Google Plus is the backbone of our social strategy or something?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there is no question at all that Google themselves are taking Google Plus very, very seriously. Now, the question is the rest of the world taking it quite as seriously as Google is? And I think the answer is probably no, but I think it's here to stay. And actually, I mean, personally, I'm getting very fond of it. Now, it's not replaced the way I use Facebook or the way I use Twitter or the way I use LinkedIn. It's kind of supplemented it. And the way I'm using it, and everyone will be using it a slightly different way, is it's really, really good for kind of content where I think a discussion is required. So now, I mean, I'm really lucky on Twitter that I've got quite a big following, but it's abysmal at dealing with kind of people conversing and responding to stuff, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, well, when I heard my mate Paul Colligan, yeah, yes, name dropping there, yes, he's not really my mate, but I did sit next to him once, briefly, like many, many years ago, in England. He was in England. Anyway, yeah, Paul Colligan, I think he was saying a while ago that Google Plus is great for getting your social media content indexed very quickly. I suppose it would be, because it's Google, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, you know, put very simply, that's I think for most businesses, normally when kind of, you know, the classic advice, and you would have heard me say this thousands of times on the podcast, is, you know, when the question is, should I go on Pinterest? Should I go on, you know, Quora? Should I go on Instagram? I have to say, well, slow down a bit. How many of your customers are doing it? And is it really worth the effort there? You know, and it's all about reach and audience. Is the audience there? And Google Plus is growing, it's big, but it's not as big as Twitter or Facebook. So the logic of my usual argument is go where the punters are, is that in most cases, you probably should only be thinking about Google Plus if you're doing Twitter as good as you could, if you're doing Facebook as good as you could, if you're doing LinkedIn as good as you could, and you still have time to spare. That would be the normal logic. But actually, it's a bit different for Google Plus, because with my SEO hat on, is it's already influencing the search results in quite a number of different ways. So first of all, as you say, it's going to be a great way for Google to find content real quick, right? So if someone's added something to Google Plus and Google aren't due to revisit that site until tomorrow to crawl it, they might see that as a signal to come and look sooner. So there's definitely that side of it as well. There's also kind of all kinds of patterns and trends of where Google are highlighting content that's shared on Google Plus within their search results. So already that's kind of quite, you know, compelling that Google tend to somewhat nepotistically rank content on Google Plus, perhaps a little, you know, see a status update on Twitter and a status update on Google Plus. It might be more likely that the one you did on Google Plus appears on a search term than one if it was done, you know, on Twitter. So that's kind of really important as well. But there's also kind of other things as well. So there's kind of this idea of authorship. So that's the trend and pattern where Google are pulling in the photo and the bio, you know, little bit of biography information about the author of a piece within the search results. And Google Plus is fundamental to that. So in order to get those pictures appearing, it's a little bit complicated and convoluted. But the simple version is you need to tell Google that you write for that site on your Google Plus profile. So you say on Google Plus, I write for the site visibility blog, I write for the e-consultancy blog, I write for the state of search blog. So I put that all on my Google Plus profile. And then on those pages, on my author profile page at state of search, e-consultancy, site visibility, I have to link back to my Google Plus profile. And if you've got the two-way connection there, Google can understand that you are indeed the author of that piece, and they can show your photo and your name beside the piece that's written there in the index. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's the short version of it.
I mean, Google has had a profile for a while, hasn't it? So yeah. I guess that's just been sucked into Google Plus.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, and that's where I think actually it's going to get really interesting with Google Plus, is because what they're doing is they're bringing in all these things that are in other, you know, systems within to Google Plus. So you've already seen a bit like with Google Local Business Listing. So now you don't have a Google Local Business Listing, you have a Google Plus Business Listing. Mm. And the same with the profiles and Picasa and YouTube, and it's all going to, you know, Blogger, it's all going to be pulled into this one central sort of ID and profile. So it's really interesting from that perspective. So yeah, definitely worth kind of investing the time in it to try and do well there as well. And plus as well, it's not really rolled out that widely in the UK, but Google want to personalize people's search results. They want to personalize that based on your social connections. So you want people to be connected to you on Google Plus. So I think it's just generally worth doing as well. So just to kind of, I suppose, you know, my point of the podcast today is to say, take Google Plus very, very seriously. It is really, really important. And just some of the things that you ought to be doing now as a business, sort of like, I don't know, six things that to take away and do. First of all, make sure you've claimed your Google Plus local listing. So if you've got a Google local listing, make sure you've logged into it recently and connected it to your Google Plus one. Create a branded and sort of like well-optimized Google Plus business page, you know, and spend some time on that. You know, invest a good couple of hours in, you know, putting together the content, choosing some good pictures, you know, that type of thing that you've got there as well, because you're going to need it as well. And begin to build the network around that. So kind of follow some clients, some key stakeholders, some competitors, and all that type of thing, really. So you build a bit of a presence there. Even if you're not going to go full-blown big strategy on Google+, you've at least made a bit of a start there of showing people that you're present there on the system. And then a few simple things, really, as well. So, you know, if you've got a blog or if you're publishing content on your site, make sure you've got a Google Plus One button on those pages. Because if people do, you know, if your punters are using Google Plus and they share it on Google Plus, you know, we've got to believe that that's going to help you in terms of getting additional traffic from Google Plus, but also potentially from the search engine results as well. Because, you know, the logic goes that it's, if there was an indicator that Google were using from social, that content is, you know, this piece of content is better than that piece of content, the number of social shares on Google Plus is the most likely one they are to use because they've got access to all the data there. So if you're publishing content, make sure you've got a Google Plus button on it. And finally, you know, on your site, make sure that you know, add a link to your Google Plus business profile on your website, in your email footers, in your newsletters. If you've got a page on your site where you link to your Twitter account, make sure you link to your Google Plus account as well, because there might not be the absolute volume there that there is on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, but you want everyone who does use every one of your customers or potential customers who do use Google Plus, you want to make it as easy as you possibly can for them to find you on that social network and follow you. And because it's potentially a little bit quieter, it's actually a lot easier to dominate than, you know, in your niche, in your sector. You know, there might be five or six really great business profile pages on Facebook. There might be a dozen decent Twitter accounts in your sector. To compete against those people, it's going to be hard. You might be better off dedicating some of that time that you would spend on kind of getting some attention in that noisy space into Google Plus, where there might be a smaller audience, but there's certainly less competition for attention.
Good stuff, Mr. Kelvin Newman.
Thank you very much. So yeah, I mean, I just think it's a really interesting social site. I think it's potentially really, really important in the future. And I think it's just worth people reassessing if they might have initially dismissed Google Plus and giving it a second look.
Can I ask you a question,
yeah,
Kelvin? It's completely unrelated to Google Plus, but I think it's worth discussing briefly at the end of this podcast.
Yes.
What do you think of the new iOS, is it 6 or 7?
iOS 6.
Have you seen the maps?
The maps is kind of the big
deal. I got thinking about maps this year when we talk about Google.
Yeah, I mean, so for people who aren't kind of familiar, the new operating system of Google Plus, sorry, I got confused by talking about Google Plus. So the new operating system, the iPhone, has removed the default Google Maps and switched to Apple's own mapping software.
Is this because Google was threatening to charge their API?
I mean, I don't know kind of all the political whys and wherefores of why that decision was made, but there's certainly a growing tension between Google, Apple and Facebook and Amazon, you know, and there's all kind of like deals that were done are now no longer being done, and so on and so forth. There's been a huge amount of stick because those maps aren't as good as Google's, and you know, I've not upgraded yet because I never upgraded the first version of any Apple iPhone software. I always wait for, you know, 6.1 or 5.1 rather than 5.0.
Sure.
And I've got to say, if the maps are worse than Google Maps, that's got to be pretty, because Google Maps themselves are on occasion a little bit flaky.
The way I see it is the maps at the moment are a lot worse than Google. This is just a normal map view.
Yeah.
I think they will get better quite rapidly.
Yeah.
But boy, have you seen the 3D?
I've seen some screenshots.
Amazing.
But
it's freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, it will just blow your mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think with all of these things, it's just kind of... But it's interesting though, right? So, like, marketing angle to this. You've spent all this attention on trying to get your Google local listing absolutely nailed, right? So you appear on Google Maps when people search offline and online on their mobile. Well, they're always online on the maps, but if they're searching on desktop, on laptop, on their mobile phone. Now, Apple iPhone, you know, the most widely used smartphone of any, you know, individual smartphone out there. And now all of those are going to switch over to a new map operating system. How well optimized is your business presence on that site? So if someone searches for, you know, pubs in Shoreditch in London, you know, how well is your presence appearing on those sites? If you've been paying attention on Google Maps, you know, are you appearing? So realistically, you ought to be, you know, you ought to know on Apple's maps that they're using on the iPhone how well you appear. What does your listing look like? Is it in the wrong location? So people who search for your name turn up at the wrong address.
Well, like Bradford in Scotland. Apparently, it's that bad. We've got some places completely.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's probably more the smaller ones that are going to be the issue. So it's like, okay, I'm looking for Costa Coffee on Oxford Street, and it takes me, you know, to the wrong place on Oxford Street. And I go, oh, well, that's annoying. There's a Starbucks just there. I'll go in there instead. It's those types of decisions that I think where potentially you just got to be aware. And it's early days yet. It's still kind of like only a few weeks it's been out. But worth looking into and exploring.
Anyway, yeah, just had to ask about the maps. Okay, so do you know what we're talking about next time?
We're going to be talking, sort of like a two-parter episode, talking about, you know, some behavioural economics ideas and kind of like mind tricks. So the title will be Mind Tricks Part 1 and Mind Tricks Part 2.
A bit like the one we did a few episodes ago,
but
slightly different.
Yeah, so in the one we did about 3 or 4 episodes ago was kind of about some particular examples of brands who are using like three of the most common trends. In this next episode, I'm going to be not giving the examples, but just some general ideas about them.
Looking forward to that. So that's it for this episode. We'll see you next time on Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility. Goodbye. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.